Hey.
Hi. What the hell was that?
I don't know.
I thought you were doing Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Wait. Oh, he used to say alrighty then.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going.
Well, I'm Tanya Stevens.
And I'm Brianna Hanson.
You're not ready for this! Boy.
What? Wait, what the fuck?
I mean, everyone. Yeah.
Girl, you do. Nobody
you need to check yourself before you start kiss your teeth, cause you're not ready for this yet. Why?
Okay.
That's Carucci's new favorite song.
Bitch. You are a fucking mess.
So.
Welcome to the read.
I'm Tanya Stevens.
Okay, we just did that part.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Hey, girl, so this is the read.
Yes, it is.
Back again.
Uh-huh.
Like cooked crack.
Bitch.
I think that's what...
That's what who?
Cooked crack comes back. I don't know. It's a saying.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for that. I never heard that bullshit.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just splendid. I had a fantastic holiday weekend. How was yours?
Oh.
I spent it with you, actually, most of it.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do on the days I didn't see you?
Passed out.
Okay.
No, I actually have a very... A very interesting story that I'm going to tell everyone else later that I told you.
Okay.
About my experience with a video game recently.
Oh, speaking of your experiences, did I tell you Best Buy emailed us?
About what?
About your read.
And what did they?
And one of the people, the person who emailed us is like one of the senior training executives or something. He was like, I'm so embarrassed and pissed. And this is exactly the type of thing we need to be making sure we teach our associates. So
damn,
he's
right.
like incorporating that into the training program or whatever so that people understand not to
so
treat.
So rude.
Yes.
And I have the reward card and I buy up all of those damn Blu-rays and things all the time. I'm in there all the time.
Yes, you are. You
My
stay up in a
hurt.
Best Buy. Yes, you always darken the neighborhood.
I had to go down to some place called PC Richard and Brother and Co. or whatever the fuck. I'd never heard of this
some
place in my whole
shit.
Life. Some man with a whole crooked toupee sold me my AC. Mm. And it's a beautiful piece of machinery.
Yeah,
but that's
you
not
do
the
not
point.
Cut it off. You are loving that AC. Just cold.
Good old conditioned air.
As fuck at your house. But anyway, Best Buy heard your read and they are taking it into consideration and doing something about
I
it. So
appreciate that.
Hopefully the customer service experience at Best Buy improves for all blacks across the country.
So.
Yes, amen.
This week in Black Excellence, one of you sent me a link to this really cool story about a woman by the name of Angelica Sweeting, I believe.
Okay.
I'll correct myself in a second if I'm wrong. But she started, she created a doll called the Angelica Doll. And she had a story much like a lot of other black moms or moms raising girls with, you know, darker skin or kinky hair. And her daughter, Sophia, basically was not about it. And she wanted to look like Hillary Duff or whoever because that's what all of the
that's
dolls,
what all
and
the dolls
look
like.
Like.
Even the color ones, most of them have white features and just darker skin. So
right. So they made a doll called the Angelica Doll. And let me tell you something. She looks kind of like a darker Fran.
Yes.
Like
she does.
She's like has these full lips and this big, big natural hair that she can actually style and do all kinds of things to.
She has a round nose and she's just black.
Right.
Everything about her is just black as hell. I saw that doll earlier and I love it.
I love the fact. I mean, they put it up on a Kickstarter. They've already met their goal. Well, they've far exceeded their goal at this point. I'm going to go ahead and back this project as well when
Amen.
We leave here. Just because I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool. The doll is dope. And they made a point to say that she's going to have loads of great careers, such as, where is it? Like,
come on, outfits.
Yeah, she's got a whole bunch of different outfits.
She's
going to have
gonna
careers in engineering, journalism, software development, public relations.
Yes.
And so it's great. It comes with an outfit and a song and a brush.
Amen.
Styling cream and all kinds of stuff. So if you're interested in reading about the story, donating, getting a doll, go to naturallyperfectdolls.com. And there you can find links to share with people and also get a doll of your own. It's really cool. I don't know who I'm going to give this doll
to. That's great. But
I'm going to get one.
Last time they made a natural hair doll, do you remember? Well, I don't know why you would remember, but they made a doll like in the 90s that you could relax her hair. What? I know it's a bunch of girls out there who heard this and was like, yes, me and my cousin both went out and bought that doll because we thought she was so dope. And she had natural hair, but you could put something in it and straighten it. Like, that was the purpose of the doll. So I'm glad to see we have moved way forward, right? Because that is some bullshit. Oh, here go a black doll, but you got to put a perm on her head.
Well, I love that Angelica said that they tested the hair for 8 months. They've twisted, bent, knotted, combed, brushed, blew out, curl wanded, and rewashed the hair.
Well, bitch, is it human hair?
To make sure.
Goddamn. It can recur, but you can flat iron it, shit.
I don't know. It's like,
whoa, this bitch's hair is nicer than it is.
And they have video with all the little girls sitting together, braiding it and stuff, and being all proud. So it's really awesome.
I think I'm going to get one as soon as they go into production. My cousin wouldn't even let her child have dolls, like no white dolls at all. Because she didn't want her growing up thinking that her face was supposed to look like that, or she was supposed to look like that, her hair, nothing like that. So she just kept white dolls out the house altogether.
Okay.
She did.
There's that. All right. So that's Black Excellence this week. Amen. Shout out to Angelica Sweeting and fam. That great piece of news. So this week in BNM.
So we're going to stick with Beyonce and them?
We're going to stick... with Beyonce and more.
Somebody emailed the Ratchet now. Report to the show. It usually is a Ratchet Report, though, to be honest.
It usually is a Ratchet Report, but this is when we need to embrace that by making it a
okay,
title.
Okay, that's fine. So what's the first story this week in these motherfuckers?
Formally, bitch you!
No, see?
It's just like a little, just one more. But okay. See if I tell you.
No, just go ahead and have your moment.
No, it's fine.
No, it's cool. Okay, that's fine.
So let's start, let's just climb up in relevancy.
All right. So we're starting at the bottom.
Basically.
All right.
Oh, this is true. No, I take it back. No, in no particular order. I don't know because I'm not prepared.
Great. Who's first?
Sierra is.
I fucking knew it.
No. Well.
I knew it.
Yeah, sure. Either way. Whatever. Sierra is the new face of Roberto Cavalli.
Hey, man, it's about damn time she stopped trying to do music and started dressing up.
Oh, she says here in an interview with The Guardian, I don't know if I'll still be doing music 20
Amen.
Years.
Look at God the Father.
No, she said, I don't know if I'll still be doing music 20 years from now.
You're not doing music now.
I know.
I can tell
if
you.
If you want me to fill you in, I can do it.
Bitch, me and my magic 8-ball can answer that for you right now. I can tell you 100% for a fact you're not going to be doing music in 20 years. Not even in 20 months.
Anyway, so she is working with Roberto Cavalli. They've got loads of new photographs out and things like that. She looks lovely as always. Mm-hmm. And God bless her.
And that's really what she should do. Put on makeup and couture and take professional photographs and just look nice, because the music thing is not working out.
She borrowed Russell Wilson again recently. He was pushing the.
She said that's her man. Claimed that nigga on Instagram and everything.
Go off. Last time you jumped deep right into a quick ass black ass relationship
and had a baby and named it Future.
And we saw the future, but you didn't.
Everybody saw
and we see it now.
I mean, that line of a baby mama's was a big ass indicator that shit was gonna go wrong, but you know.
But Russell Wilson seems like a guy that would like go out and get you some, like, you know, I don't. Pepto-Bismol in the middle of the night or something. Like, he looks like he would be like, oh, like, if you had, like, a real bad day, like, he would listen.
Maybe. I don't know. He's also borderline light-skinned and a professional athlete, so it's, like, a 92% chance that he ain't shit at all.
I mean, well, he has a penis, from what I know, so, you know... All bets
and
are
And you
off.
And Asante are steady trying to convince me that all men are just terrible and not worth the time.
I mean, well, good luck, girl. If you want to, you know.
I'm not saying it's worth my time and energy to go out there and try to find one, but y'all are just like, no, girl.
Celebrate Eggplant Friday. That's up to you. But okay. I'm just letting you know what the reality of the world is today.
Okay. I think I'll save the eggplant for now.
So congratulations, Sierra.
Yes, on doing something that is a win. Why are you like that?
Stevie J and Jocelyn broke up.
So you went in order of relevance and started with Ciara and not Stevie J and Jocelyn.
I mean, I'm calling it as I see it.
Okay, that's fucking shade, nigga. What? You are awful.
At least they're on, like, a show that niggas watch, like,
No.
Isn't that show still having great ratings?
I mean, but that doesn't make them more relevant than Ciara. I refuse to do that. And you know I don't really give Ciara nothing, but I'm not going to put her below Jocelyn's ass. At least she has a talent. I don't know what the fuck Jocelyn does.
I'm talking about relevance, not talent.
Okay. All right. Well, Jocelyn and Stevie J did what? Went to that crackhead,
and
illiterate
again,
ass wedding other day?
I said, don't take it. I don't know.
Okay.
What's, you know, there's all kinds of madness in here today.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, so apparently Stevie J went to rehab. I don't know if it was for his addiction to cocaine or lies or boy butts or what.
Or just not paying child support.
But he tweeted, while I was in rehab getting my life together, I was being cheated on after all I did to help her and her family. Focusing on my kids and my business. New movie, hashtag that time of the month.
What?
That must be the name of the movie, probably starring himself and Mimi Foss.
Oh my God. So Jocelyn was cheating on Stevie J?
Mimi is the time of the month. I hate her.
Nobody gives a fuck about this other than the VH1 producers. Nobody really cares if Jocelyn was cheating on Stevie J.
Mimi's time of death.
What? See, why is Mimi...
Call it.
Why?
She's just the worst.
How come y'all never miss an opportunity to drag Mimi even when the story is not about her?
Because she is the worst.
No, she's not worse than Jocelyn.
Mama, well, I don't watch it enough to know, but Jocelyn sucks pretty
Jocelyn
hard.
Jocelyn put her whole ass on
television. But I just don't
appreciate
the fact that you came on here with this shit stain. First of all,
okay,
this shit stain of a baby daddy.
Nico? Oh, the other one. Sorry.
There goes another dumbass decision.
I'm not
this
going
shit
on
you. Stain of a baby daddy. And yet somehow you're like fighting him in like the battle of the bad parent. Like, right. It's like you could have just sat here and complained about how he was such an awful person, because we all know that. But no, you just wanted to host as many parties at fucking Trax or right. Magic City or whatever pops in Atlanta. Cream, I don't know. The Daiquiri Factory, you just wanted to be there. And so if that meant separating your pussy to Sid wow. the Sloth for World Star Hip Hop or whatever, then that's what you needed to do. And then had the nerve to try and insult the intelligence of the viewer talking about, oh, I have daughters and it leaked and all that stuff. Girl, go directly to hell. Right. Do not skip go. And you can take the angry beavers with you. Jocelyn and Stephen J can go and ride on
she
there.
She can take that whole damn
you.
Cast.
The
to be
whole,
honest.
Just everybody.
You should catch up on this season because it has
I
gotten
shan't.
Worse. Young Jock and...
I don't know what that is.
He has 7 kids, I think.
Who cares?
I think 2 sets of twins that maybe were born in the same year. It's something
that's
outrageous.
Their problem.
And then Kirk Frost is a bigger dickhead than he was before. Mimi and Stevie J are running a management
company. Why should I
company?
Give a fuck about Rashida's husband? Like, Rashida
had the nerve to be giving Yandy marriage advice during that bullshit wedding.
You know what? I'm going to leave Yandy alone because I have met Yandy and Yandy's a very nice
okay,
woman.
That's fine for Yandy, but that don't change
you know,
the fact.
Bitch, first, hold on.
I get that that's your friend or whatever. You think her bad?
I don't know her like that. Okay. I'm simply saying that I have met her before and she was nice or what have you. I just don't understand why. And that's it.
What?
Like, I don't understand why that wedding was a show. Like, I don't you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I wish them all the best and I hope that that man stays... you know, home with those kids. I really do.
Because the feds might call him back at any
because
moment.
Because when I met her and that baby was there, and we were at like 106 and Park or wherever, and I was like, and he was like, I think locked up at the time. And I was like, look at this adorable ass baby with a daddy that ain't here. I hope he gets out soon. And he did, and I was happy for them or whatever. But girl, whatever. Either way, all
not
I'm saying
DC's
is, I just don't understand. Like, everybody was like, oh, are you watching the wedding? And I'm like, I don't even know them. Or like, why am I watching there? Why am I even invited? Like, why did you right. even feel like... But I'm sure they got paid for it.
Everybody from Ratchet Reality TV show up. I saw clips and stuff of it online today, and they had Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I saw like a commercial, and it was like,
what?
It was like the little cards on the table that said, like, oh, Stevie J and Jocelyn. And it was like, why are you telling? Like, I wouldn't even admit right? that they were going to be at my wedding. And like, I feel like Yandy had to be like, do they have to come, Mona? Like, do they have to? Fine.
Yandy don't care as long as her check clears. I'm sure she don't give a fuck. Well, have fun. Hold him in DC's hand, helping him with his flashcards and shit, girl. You gonna need it.
That was rude.
Was it or was it accurate?
Necessary.
I mean, does the nigga need to sound his words out? Am I lying? Okay.
Either way, Jocelyn said, bitches, I mean, niggas need to get out their feelings. Cry baby, suck your mama's titty.
I mean, because honestly.
She also said, niggas be acting like they Jay-Z, but they really be Flavor Flav. Next story.
Well, what does that make you then, bitch?
If A$AP he's Flavor Rocky. Flav. Recently released a new album.
What? The nigga who said dark skin girls can't wear red lipstick?
On one of these new songs, As Soon As Possible, Rocky says the following.
I don't need this.
He says, I swear that bitch Rita Ora got a big mouth. Next time I see her, might curse that bitch out. Kick the bitch out once because she bitched out. Spit my kids out. I can't say that word. That's really a gross word. Up all in her mouth and made the bitch bounce.
What word was it? It was clearly a verb. Was it came? Skeeted?
It's nut, along that line, but it's just like the worst one.
Okay. Well, I can't even fathom it, obviously.
Jizzed.
Jizzed. Ugh. I kind of feel bad for Rita Ora because nobody really has a clear idea of who she is or what she does.
Such a nasty word.
Really, in the grand scheme of nasty words, jizz doesn't really affect
ugh, me. Stop saying it.
Okay, fine. You're so sensitive. Ugh. Really?
It makes me think of like really tacky white porn.
Oh, I thought you were thinking of like semen flavored mouthwash or something. Like, oh, I can see why then it would probably upset you.
Leave it to you to think of just whatever could possibly be worse.
Sorry, so I feel so bad for this. You the one brought it up.
Anyway, so apparently, As Soon As Possible, Rocky ejaculated in Rita Ora's mouth.
Okay.
And they're no longer friends.
Gross. Why do we need to know about this? Why did he feel the need to put this on wax and let everybody know that
I'd
Rita
love
Ora
to know.
Sucked his dick? Who even really is all that aware of who Rita Ora is?
Like, I'm still... Actually, I stopped working on it. But I really gave an honest effort in figuring out the purpose.
Yeah.
Of Rita Ora, but then like Tinashe came here, and then you know it was like Pia Mia and all these new bitches. It's just like, oh, it's just too much. And then Rita Ora, you know, I gave up. There's just you've had all this time.
Yeah, you've had all, and you haven't done, as far as I can see, like a damn thing with it. I still cannot name one Rita Ora song. So as soon as the universe wants to just phase,
she has
her
a song
the
with
industry.
The word party in it. I think
that don't mean nothing to me. That don't mean not one goddamn thing.
There was a song once that she released, and I think that it has the word party in the title. Mm-mm. That's the best I can do for you.
All I know
Radioactive.
Sing it. Okay. So, look, all right then.
I did better than you.
Well, shit, I wasn't even about to fucking try.
Either way.
She's Roc Nation's problem. She was the one that they pulled up when Rihanna wasn't acting right, and now they don't know what the fuck to do with her. Quit thrusting her ass on me, shit, with her nothingness. She's just always there being nothing. Just there. Rita Ora. For what?
Hanging out.
Just there. Who are you even, girl? What do you even
like,
do?
Tiana Taylor was the one this whole entire time that was just famous and just chilling. Mm-hmm. Like, and
but
not
Tiana
doing
put
anything.
An album
and
out.
Then you waited for her to, like, show that she actually has a purpose here. And now it's just you, girl.
Yeah.
Just you hanging out.
It's just
out.
You here that nobody knows what the fuck
being
you're doing.
Being this alleged artist.
Because Tiana Taylor's album is good. Niggas slept on it.
Okay,
but it actually...
Girl.
No, it is. It's good.
All right, yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, it was one of the best R&B albums I've heard lately. So I really...
True, okay.
I enjoyed it. But I don't have no preconceived notions about
it.
Tiana Taylor. You should, though. Like, you... I feel like you would enjoy it.
You know, the only thing that has stopped me from listening to Tiana Taylor's album is that... I don't care.
Okay.
Like, I literally.
And that's valid.
Like, I have to be, it would have to be a time for me to be like, I'm going to listen to this album now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, like, and I've never heard, the only song that I've ever heard, like, on the radio or whatever, like, in passing, mm-hmm. was that, ooh, that I'm going to kill it. Ooh, I'm going to rip it. Ooh, bring it back, bitch. Yeah. I don't know how it goes. Whatever. that song. And I don't like it. So.
Okay. Well, I liked her album, but.
And whatever that shit is where she was doing that manga kyo Sharingan shit.
See, now
that
we didn't have to go there because I never liked that song. And I feel like you and Asante hear that one part and then y'all write off the whole album.
Bad.
That's fine. I'm just saying, at least, though, Tiana.
No, I'll listen.
And you should. It was one of them times where it was like everything in my iTunes was getting on my nerves. And so I asked people what they were listening to and a bunch of people recommended it and it ended up being pretty dope.
I've heard nothing but good things about it. I just don't give a shit. But maybe one day I will.
All right. Well,
so I'm just going to do this and please just allow me to finish. Just let me get it on out.
Okay, that's fine.
And then we can move on with our lives.
All right.
So this past weekend was a Memorial Day weekend, basically meaning it's kind of like an explosion of several whole weekends across the country. Mm-hmm. Like you've got a whole weekend going on in Vegas. You've got two whole weekends going on in Miami, one straight, one gay. You've got a whole weekend in D.C. I think New York kind of has a low-key whole weekend.
Probably at the beach.
Yeah. So or it's just out. Like... You know, hoes and barbecue everywhere, and it's fantastic.
Fun.
So this past whole weekend in Vegas, particularly, there were a lot of people out there, including Carucci and Tyson Beckford. So, okay. No, you're not allowed to leave.
No, I'm just gonna.
No, you can sit right here. This is where your chair is.
You're just gonna tell the story, and I'm just gonna relax.
Sit down.
Okay, fine.
So, at some point, or another point,
all right,
Carucci and Tyson Beckford took a photograph together for the gram, or the snap, or the twat, or whatever the fuck,
Bitch, the twat.
The plume.
All right.
The graph.
I don't even know what the hell everybody is on these days. It changes every week.
The shenakum.
Anyway, the photo exists.
So yeah, they're just, you know, these two... pretty people of Black and Asian descent, you know, and they're, you know, taking this photo together and just being Black and pretty.
It's just adorable.
Yeah. And so one would think, oh, look at them. They both blazing and like insist on having attention. And, you know, of course, it's Vegas. Whatever happens.
Tyson Beckford is blazing.
All right, so at some point, this photo was posted, I guess, to social media, and it distressed Royalty's daddy. It distressed Royalty's daddy so much that he decided to post the following message on his Twitter for Tyson Beckford. I would like to reiterate that... Tyson Beckford is 44. Chris Brown, I believe, is what, 26, maybe?
It doesn't matter.
Royalty is a fresh few months.
Like, clocking in. No, she's going to be a year old soon, right?
Yeah, I think she's almost a year.
Wow, poor Carucci.
No one is suffering like Royal. The tweet says this.
Little paycheck.
You want to keep... You didn't have to do this. You want to keep walking them runways? I need to legs for that. I feel like this is happening during like an intense Coke moment.
Yes, I was gonna say
a lot of Coke.
Yes, a very strong Coke binge was happening while Chris Brown saw this photo. That's why he reacted.
Keep playing like that. Keep playing like I ain't with the bullshit. I'm done all this internet talking blood. Be in Vegas soon. Keep playing. I'ma fuck your baby mama and then whoop your child like he mine. Let's pause. So see, first of all, fucking mothers and grown people and things has got you into enough trouble. Secondly.
Yes.
First, I'm sorry. Secondly, whooping his child like what are you talking about? So you beat the baby? Like, has she not been through enough? Like, she already has to be your damn child. And then on top of, all right, so let's move forward.
No, he said he's gonna beat Tyson's child
like he's mine.
Oh, that's what he's saying?
Yes. Oh, I mean, I know what the expression is, but don't be, words mean things.
Don't be bringing other people's kids into your stupid ass Instagram
feed. What the fuck do they have to do with this?
Because did you see the baby mama's response?
Whoa, crazy. He can't possibly be talking about me and my son. He must think Tyson got another kid. Hashtag, he got the wrong one.
Amen.
April roommates. Mama came out the woodwork and said, no, no, not in here.
Not on today.
Not today.
That's what you won't do.
My good friend.
Yes, ma'am.
You got me fucked up.
Threatening my baby? Now, you can talk whatever little bullshit you want to, but I want to see you come try to beat my child.
Tyson Beckford said, it's all about fun in Vegas. Come through, Papa, which doesn't help his, you know, the rumors of his life.
Papa.
Then he posted a video on Instagram of him at the firing range, and the caption says, just in case you forgot, hashtag pew pew, hashtag Anna Ray.
That pew pew took me out, sorry. That was funny as hell. Petty and dumb, but funny.
So then Chris Brown posted some nonsense. First of all, Tyson, you're not shooting anybody. You're not shooting anybody. Even if you were gonna shoot somebody, girl, is it really that necessary? So anyway, he posted a photo with him and all of Crenshaw High with the caption that says, hashtag SF500, don't play yourself, P. And it said, he tweeted, let's not start. Vegas, here we come. This fruits, hashtag 500. I think fruits is like a gang. I don't know what that is.
What the fuck kind of gang is called the fruits?
Not a very good name.
You're not going to say, because off top, I'm thinking of a gang of homosexuals.
It's just not like a very good name. But it maybe means something. Maybe it's like where they grew up. I don't know. Whatever. Either way, a whole bunch of this man's friends, or alleged friends.
These are Tyson's friends, right? Like mid-40s friends?
No, this is Chris Brown's friends.
Oh, okay.
His other kid, Red, or one of the rappers, or one of his entourage folk, said something about Memorial Day weekend niggas would be out, and that includes, anybody could get smacked. What does it say? We just came to party unless niggas want to try us, and that includes any of you model niggas. And there was some rumor about maybe Tyson Beckford grabbing Karrueche's butt or smacking her on the butt or something like that, and that's why the niggas are all upset or whatever. And it was just like a whole entire weekend of just light skin social media drama.
Right.
Karrueche has since posted photos of herself enjoying the weekend with her friends and a meme of some like face doing this. I can't do it for, it's like a shrug kind of like, bitch, well, like I don't know what to tell you, which is the best role that you can play, sweetheart. Stay the fuck clean up out of it. And see, this is the thing about being, let's just go ahead and go there now.
All right.
There's so many other like factions of this story that you can go and look up if you give enough of a fuck. This is why, ladies, when you're dealing with a fuckboy, you have to assess the situation and you have to just come up with your plan and execute it. Don't let your feelings get in the way. Just go ahead, go for the jugular. Don't listen to Tamar Braxton. Those are not balls. Jugular is in your throat. It's up here in your neck somewhere.
That stupid bitch.
But what I'm trying to say is, Karrueche was in Vegas, took a picture with a famous supermodel that she also happens to have this whatever cultural shit in common with, because they used hashtag Blasian, not me. I'm not me. But I'm just saying, she could have taken a picture with Tyson Beckford and Arnaz and the whole entire cast of that black ass Magic Mike, that nigga Magic Mike that they're doing. She could have taken a whole entire fucking panorama with like seven versions of her in each one of their laps, topless. And she can do that because she is single and she is a grown ass woman and she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do. She doesn't need the pressure of you and the entire fucking, the whole Crossroads video behind you coming to Vegas to like intimidate niggas and fight models over like her fake hand in marriage or whatever, nigga. Like Chris Brown. See, here's the thing.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So you just gonna.
I was hoping. And this is, I make this mistake so many times with Christopher Brown, because I just feel like he has all of these times where he just loses it and he just punches that bitch in the face and then just, you know, does a whole bunch of meth or whatever. It's just like mad wildness and just in and out of prison. And it's, oh my God, we just can't keep up with all of the court dates and all of that. And then he like apologizes and then, you know, does a Michael Jackson tribute. And we're like, oh my God, this nigga is so talented. Damn, he could sing his motherfucking ass off. And he like goes into hiding for a second or he stays off of Instagram and Twitter. And we're like, yes, he's going to turn into like, yes, we've got it. He can do this.
Any day.
We can, because we were just having this conversation yesterday. He was singing and gliding and yo-ing and excuse me, missing.
Double mint commercials and shit.
With that heavy ass speech impediment. We just loved it. And he can still sing his ass off. But it's just like, I thought that having little royalty.
Mm-mm. No, you didn't.
With that grown ass woman, that old ass wife. Okay. I thought that having that adorable little girl that he loves posting, I almost considered following him on Instagram again just so I could see all these little videos of the girl, because the baby is so cute and he's so like what I would think to be like smitten with her. He just seems like so excited and all of these like photos and videos with
that's
the baby.
That's Kim Kardashian's and same I'm thinking, tactic. That's how she gets niggas to follow her.
He doesn't
her.
Seem like he forgets her in the car or in the hotel or whatever. He doesn't seem like, oh, let me, you know, leave her in her damn crawler on the red carpet so that everybody can get pictures. Like, it doesn't seem that deep. He just literally, to me, seemed happy to be a daddy and whatever the fuck. Either way, if having that adorable, fresh-ass baby is not enough for you to cut out all of this bullshit, God bless in all of your endeavors and in your life, I hope that you've created a large, like some sort of a trust fund or something for her. Because when they get you clean the fuck up out of here, I just hope royalty can lean on some of those royalties.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. Because for you to be out here, literally bringing niggas from alleged gangs and talking about who is gonna get shot or who can get this and fighting and all of this over your ex-girlfriend that was crying in mammy titties over your huge mistake. Mm-hmm. Not like, we're talking about, nigga, you dove head first into all of the pussy, just all the pussy. This pussy, east pussy, west pussy, north pussy, south pussy, just Carmen Sandiego, where is it, pussy? You know where it is, bitch, because you were just in all of the vagina, all of it. You embarrassed that young girl more than once on social media. You made the Vimeo account, left her ass for Rihanna, then blamed
on Christmas. She saw you on TV with your ex-girlfriend, nigga. You have no right to say shit to Karrueche because you have put her through it more times than we can all count. And furthermore, she ain't with your ass no more. So you have even less of a reason to be charging her up.
Karrueche can deep throat every cock in Nevada if she so desires.
Right.
In fact, Karrueche, I encourage you to suck a dick. Suck a surplus of dicks this, like, because, bitch, why not? Treat yourself to as many dick sucks and as many coochie devour. Just listen. Do what you want to do.
Exactly, because the number one sign of a fuck nigga is somebody who gets mad over you being completely innocent while he has done a whole laundry list of dirty ass shit to you. Chris Brown is reacting to a picture she took with Tyson when he cheated on her and had a whole ass baby.
And she had to find out through Snapchat?
Girl,
are you out of your goddamn...
If she wants to do a porn with Tyson Beckford on Snapchat, I say fucking do it, girl. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Do not let Chris Brown and his insane light skin emotions get the best of your life and run your situation.
Could bear back the cast of One on One.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Cut it off.
Karrueche can do whatever the fuck she wanna do because you
exactly
fuck this situation up. You got comfortable because you were dragging her ass through hell and high water and all of this shit all of this time because you knew that she was going to come down and bring you zebra cakes and pecan spin wheels to the prison every time you got locked up. And if she could scrape together the bail, she was going to be there. And now she's not, and your feelings are hurt, and you're being light-skinned to the 2,000th goddamn degree. What you need to do is chill and make that goddamn formula and focus on being somebody's motherfucking daddy.
That's it.
Fuck that. Let Karrueche go and do whatever the fuck she wants to do. That bitch could swing from her labia like right down the Vegas Strip, upside down. Let her do that if she wants to. And mind your own goddamn business. Right. You know, pussy is not going anywhere for you. You gonna find some other dumbass girl to be, you know, faithful to you and cry her eyes out at night. Be a daddy. You don't have time to be out here fake gangbanging. Mm-hmm. You need to be setting that little girl up to have a proper life and education and just be raised with love and hugs.
And with and a strong, around. Smart father figure around instead of some dumbass cokehead who can never make good decisions, Chris Brown.
Bad God enough damn, her damn grandmama is still out here comparing you to Michael Jackson. Like, that shit ain't sailed. Like, we just have to, like, if you can't focus now, like, having this adorable baby, then God, like, I give up. Yeah, I personally am good. Like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I will no longer be buying any of Chris Brown's albums or anything like that. Like, good luck, bruh. I wish you nothing but the best. But if you can't get it now, you just ain't gonna get it. And that ain't my goddamn issue. Karrueche, suck those dicks, bitch. Suck them.
Like, Karrueche just gonna be like, all right, niggas, line up. Who's ready for dick sucks?
Why not?
I mean, she absolutely can. And if you Chris feel a way about it, then he can just look at royalty and remind himself that that is the choice he made. And so he needs to go be a father somewhere. Because you are the one who cheated on that girl 1,000,000 goddamn times and finally got caught up with a baby. And apparently that was the straw that broke her ass back.
So figure out what you need to be doing.
Yes,
so that when royalty is a smooth 17 or whatever, 19, 20 years old, she ain't out here dating a whole bunch of niggas that are going to beat them or have a baby on them or cheat on them and drag their ass through social media. Figure out a way to make sure that she's got like a seat in like Congress or something.
Yeah, make sure that baby is taken care of, because with you as a father, she's going to need all the help she can fucking get.
Munchbox, Karrueche. Do it. Just experiment. Do it all.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Do something lesbian on Instagram. Did you see Chris Brown blamed his outburst on being light skinned? Like, nigga, only we can make fun of you for that. No, you can't make fun of yourself for that.
I mean, well, it's a fact.
I mean, right. No, it definitely plays a part, but you didn't do that because
to do with you being
it has everything to do with you being an immature dumbass.
And ain't shit.
We just make fun of you for being light skinned because you are.
I mean, hell, at the very least, nigga, act like you don't give a fuck. Like, shit.
Right. Like, you really, that's the thing, like, you on the internet act impressed over a girl that you deliberately cheated on 1,000,000 damn times. And we all saw it. Oh, really? You think? Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe I'm not. Sure he's hit her before.
I would hope not.
I'm sure he has. I feel confident on that.
Probably at the very least shoved her.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're finished.
All right. Thank God. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
Hey, guys. This episode is brought to you by Fracture. So listen, I'm like driving myself mad trying to figure out things that I can put in my living room up on the wall and stuff like that to give it some, you know, je ne sais quoi. And I thought, why not just go with Fracture? Fracture is a company that basically prints your photos onto glass for you. So imagine if you had like an iPad hanging on your wall. It's cool, it's trendy, it's new, it's now, and it can be all yours. All you have to do is go over to fracture.me and check it out.
Yes, you can use code THEREAD to get 15% off your first order, and it's super simple. You send them your photo, obviously depending on the size and resolution of your photo, that depends on what size product you can get, and they print it onto the glass. You can get a frame or you can have it mounted. There's a bunch of different options. You can even use your Instagram photos for Fracture. So again, head on over to fracture.me, that's fracture.me, and use code THEREAD to get 15% off. It's all really affordable. The prices start at $15. And they make fantastic gifts for family and friends. So, you know, Father's Day is coming up. It's wedding season. Of course, everybody's always having birthdays. So get a really cute and unique fun glass gift at fracture.me using code THEREAD to get 15% off. Let them know that we sent you.
Yay, Fracture. So check them out.
Yes, love it.
Let's get back to the show. All right, so it's time for the listener letters.
It sure is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we're going to start off with a letter from Joanna. This is Arizona.
I don't want her name to be Joanna.
Well, it's fine. You make up a name then.
Sabrisha.
Fine. Sabrisha, who didn't deserve that, wrote a letter saying, "Let's get into the bullshit. My boyfriend and I have been dating for almost a year. I recently graduated from college, but my boyfriend did not attend the ceremony. In fact, he went out of state to attend the graduation of a close female friend of his who he has been friends with since high school.
Break up with him.
Our graduations were on the same day, and he had to make a decision about which one he would go to. And 3 days before graduation, he decided that not only was he going to hers, but he was going to leave early and spend some time with her because he hasn't seen her in a long time. He stayed with his grandmother while he was there, and I don't have any worries that they have anything more going on than a friendship. But my question is, how long should I be mad at him for not being there to celebrate my big day? Also, if you guys were put in this situation, how would you handle it?" So the letters today have a little bit of a petty vibe to them. For some reason, in the inbox, almost everybody was like sending in questions for stuff that's just like, should you really be mad at this?
Well, I'm petty wop, so I understand, like, because I feel like I would be upset too.
Would you really?
I mean, I don't think
I
would be.
But y'all have only been together for a year versus his friend that he's been friends with since high school.
Yeah, I don't think that I would be upset. Like, how long do I need to be mad? I feel like by the time he got back, I'd probably be over it. Yeah. But I don't, like, I would feel away. Yeah, probably.
I think it's important to remember that graduations are boring for everybody except the graduates.
Everyone.
Nobody enjoys your graduate, except probably your mama. Like, your people who put you through school, they are happy to see your ass finish. Everybody else could not give a fuck less. They are seriously just waiting to go to dinner afterwards. That is it, girl. Nobody is going to slide you this $20 and wish you good luck. Nobody is like, oh my God, your graduation, I can't fucking wait.
Actually, I don't think I would give a fuck now that I think about it. And I should have thought of that first, because we talked about graduations on here when I read that bitch. That was anyway, we don't have to go back to hell.
Okay, all right.
But either way, like, if we've only been together for a year and this is someone that he's known, like, his whole entire fucking life, and I know on top, like, I wouldn't even want to be at the graduation, honestly, if I was graduating. So right. If he's like, oh, I'm going to go to my homegirl's graduation or whatever, and I don't feel like, you know, there's any foul play going on.
Yeah.
Nigga, if you don't just take your ass down to TGI Fridays or wherever and have your graduation dinner and get over it.
Exactly. Because if you don't trust him, it doesn't really matter if he goes to your graduation or went out of state or whatever else. Like, if he gonna cheat, he gonna cheat on you wherever the fuck.
But she says she's not worried about that.
Right. So I don't think there's any reason to stay fake mad just to prove a point, like, just to try to get something out of him, which I think is sometimes like a default response for some of us. Like, oh, well, I'm mad and you just gonna have to be punished, you know, right, with my anger or whatever.
I'm super guilty for that.
Yeah, and honestly, that seemed like the type of thing your ass would do.
Bitch, I sat here and I owned it.
I'm just
like,
saying,
so you didn't even have to do that.
Just like you, my nigga.
Anyway, wench.
So if it was me, I think I would just be like, that's cool. You know, I'm skipping graduation anyway. So go hang out with your friend. I'll see you when you get back.
It's right, like I wouldn't want to be
not that
either.
Big of a deal. But if graduation is like super important to you and it meant a lot, then have that conversation with him. But it's no point in being like,
I mean,
well,
I'm
going
to
just, like, stay mad for 10 days because that's how long.
Valedictorian at, like, Brown.
Right. Which, okay, girl. But even then, I'm liable to not go. Especially if my best friend is graduating the same day. You'd be all right. The point is that you graduated.
Congrats.
Exactly. So our next question comes from Jerry, and he says, "My question is, what should I do about not feeling sexy when it comes to my boyfriend?"
Panties.
We've been together for almost 11 months.
And is this a man?
Yes,
I'm
it is.
Sorry.
Jerry's a man.
Well, you never know.
No, I mean, one, I thought that you knew that when you said that. So
I thought you said Jenny.
No. Well, all right.
Like Jones.
And when we first met, we used to have no problem getting it in. We used to be excited to have sex, and now everything has changed. I've gained a few pounds since we met, and I feel like that's the reason he doesn't try anything anymore.
Aww.
I've confronted him several times about it, and he claims that he doesn't always, quote unquote, want a dick inside of him. But
oh my
gosh, he was fine with it when we first met. Last night, I sent him a sexy picture and a jock strap, and he replied, "What the hell are you doing?
You are so comfortable."
I can't even give him a good lip sucking kiss without him backing away because he just put on chapstick.
In the words of Phaedra Park, then you know that I am desperate if I'm going there. Don't tell it all.
I can't help but to feel like this is just another problem on top of everything else, especially since our 1 year anniversary is coming up. Please help. What should I do?
So he's got his jock and
his boyfriend, they've been together again for almost a year, and lately the boyfriend's been acting like he's not really trying to, you know, get his rocks off.
Okay, so odds are what's happening here is very simple and nothing really to be, like, super shocked or, like, alarmed about, but he's probably cheating on you.
Oh, and no need to be alarmed.
You know, that's really all it boils down to.
I mean, I just... So some I'm of joking. This... I mean, no, I mean, actually...
I mean, this is possible.
It just seems like... Maybe it could have been explained away until you sent him, like, the nude. And he was like, what the fuck is this? That's the point where I'm just like, okay.
I don't always want a dick in me either. It's, like, occasional. It's not something that, you know, like, I don't know his drive.
What about me made you feel like I wanted to know that about you?
Well, I was just, like, showing empathy for...
For the boyfriend?
I'm trying to give understanding.
Is it, like, a chore to bottom on a regular basis? Does he just not feel up to it anymore?
You know,
is it possible that you can get tired of it?
It's... You know, at the wrong day, wrong time, it can just be burdensome. It just takes a lot out of you.
Okay.
And puts a lot in.
Oh.
And so...
You just couldn't even help yourself, could you? You just could not. All right. And that's fine.
Either way, I don't know. Like, if you feel like you've gained a little bit of weight and it's not so, you know, it's making you feel not so sexy, then work out. Like, you know, struggle through this diet and exercise bullshit like I'm doing or what have you. But
okay,
it might just literally be like, you know, these things happen. Maybe you need to experiment some more. Try, like, role-playing, or maybe you need, like, a nice vacation, like a nice romantic mm-hmm. getaway. And, I mean, if you, like, exhaust all of those sexy odds and he's still not, you know...
Yeah, into
trying it. To let you climb that back, then he's probably got someone else doing it. And I hate to say it. Like, I really don't want to go
no,
there.
No, it's fine. You already... Yeah. Well, I think I would recommend that you talk to your boyfriend about it and be like, hey, I've noticed that lately you don't really seem to be into sex. Is something going on? Like, try to have an open and honest conversation. But if it sounds to me like he's already checked out of the relationship and he's just too chicken shit to break up with you. So he's just kind of playing you and brushing you off to the side you get fed up and break up with him.
Which would classify him as a fuckboy.
It would, because that is classic fuckboy material. Right. Just, you know, talk to him about it. If he can't be honest with you about why he's been feeling different, the fact that you sent the nigga a nude and he was like, girl, what is this, is enough for me to be like, okay.
And listen,
why even bother?
If he doesn't like, you know, some love handles, fuck him.
There's a whole lot of people out here who
especially in the gay community. There are all kinds of terms and stripper. There are all kinds
of there are.
Bears
I
and
learned.
Pigs and mm-hmm. otters and foxes and wolves and, like,
see, but
giraffes.
All the gay men I know try to have me thinking that, like, gay men are so superficial and your body is just so important and just... You must be in the gym and you must work out. But there's a whole, like,
well, it's like,
community.
From what I've been told, it's like the white gays that really, like, stick to, like, all of those, that no one the arc shit at all those animals.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, I've never, like, been out with a bunch of black gays and they are like, oh, you twink or whatever. I don't.
Yeah, like them.
But white
and
gays
stuff.
Have, like, factions. And they're also nice to each other and they, like, welcome each other in, like, their individual groups and circuit parties.
Oh, Lord.
But nigga gays are just mean to each other.
I've seen the way y'all treat each other and it's often not kind. Like, the boy gays. I feel like lesbians are, black lesbians
are
pretty cool. I don't know. Why are y'all like that? It's like,
just so catty.
Like,
and
people
shady.
Are just automatically threatened or just, like, the first instinct is to be shady as fuck, which I understand. But, I mean, just perfect strangers all the time. It just seems bizarre to me. But
I mean,
anyway.
If you don't like nobody, you could do just what I do and stay at the motherfucking house.
Did we answer Jerry's question? I think we did.
Yeah, fuck him.
Oh, right. Yes. Talk to him about it and fuck him.
Sending nudes and jocks and not getting appreciation for it. Fuck that. Somebody will gladly accept you.
If I work up the nerve to send a chubby ass nude, nigga, you need to send me all the hard eye emojis. All the kissy faces.
Damn right.
You need to make me feel like my nude was the best nude you ever
and
received.
And a cake. And an eggplant.
Yes, I want to see. Yes, send the and the water drops and the tongue, all that. You better send me all the nasty emojis if I sent your ass a half naked picture. Our last question this week's come from this week comes from Christopher, who said, "I'm white and I recently did some soul searching and decided that while I'm not overtly racist, I'm certainly guilty of a good deal of ignorance regarding black culture and race issues. And now that it seems this country is determined to march back to uglier times racially, how can I hope to raise my son to be free from prejudice if I'm not knowledgeable about the current issues? So I decided to sample a different perspective by listening to you two talk it out. It's only been a few weeks, and at some point I think I'll have to take a more significant action, but I think this baby step is helping me. My question is, how do you guys feel about all that? Is it disrespectful or insulting in some way, like I'm analyzing you in a dehumanizing way? I'm trying to do the right thing, and I think it's for the right reasons, but I would appreciate your take." So the main reason I picked this question is because we actually have so many questions from white people. Thanks, Cracked. So many questions from white people asking us this very thing. Like, I listen to your show and I love your perspective on race and racial issues, but is it wrong for me to be like listening to y'all just to get this perspective? Or is it wrong for me to take the information y'all give and repeat it to others or whatever the fuck else? So
this is the thing with white folk that are like quote unquote allies or whatever you would
yeah,
like.
Yeah, cuz that's definitely who we're talking to in the inbox. Like, it's white allies emailing us about this. Definitely.
I feel like some of y'all just, you are so passionate about this, which is appreciated, and you should be passionate about it, mm-hmm. that sometimes you just feel like, sometimes I feel like there are white people that feel like they have to let us know that they're like championing for us, mm-hmm. and just are like super afraid of saying the wrong thing or like doing the wrong thing at the right time. And it like gives you the jitters and it's like, oh my God, I don't know what to say. Do you say it like that? Or yeah. Am I not supposed to talk about your hair? Or I'm not going to look at the hair. And it's just like, it's fine. You know,
they stress themselves out in an effort to not be offensive, which is better than not giving a fuck and saying
really
shit, right?
It is. But I just feel like, honestly, to me, when I don't understand something, when I feel like, especially something that is affecting people every day, like in my community or an adjacent community or whatever, if I really don't understand something, that is what I do. I go online or wherever and I look for information mm-hmm. about it so I can get a better understanding about it and then decide how I feel and so on and so forth. So to me, listening to a show like this to kind of get a perspective or understanding of the black experience, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think that that's commendable. I mean, it's just the thing that you would expect right. people to do. There are just too many people that love to just shout all the time and just be this loud and just manic and say whatever, but because I don't know what I'm talking about. But if I do all of this, then who cares? Because you just, oh, shut up, bitch. I'm talking. I don't get it, but hey, well, this is how I feel about it.
That's so, like all Republicans on talk radio.
That's what I was talking
did.
About.
That's exactly how they act.
Basically.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't find it insulting or disrespectful for you to like listen to the show and analyze our perspectives on race, because that is why I come in here and talk about race. Like, first of all, because, you know, what's happening in this country is very important to the both of us, as it affects us both deeply. But also because, you know, this show, even though it is for us and it is our own genuine opinions, it is still a media outlet. And I think anybody who goes on a media platform and gives their opinion wants people to analyze that. So it's not, you know, disrespectful or anything that you're listening to the show, especially if you're listening like to specifically to hear that perspective. Because, again, the things that we say are very real and not often repeated on major media outlets. So this might be the only place that you are even exposed to black people talking about this shit. So if The Read is the only place where you can hear black people being real about racial issues in America, then that is absolutely fine by me. And you go ahead and analyze all you need to, as long as y'all are respectful about it. You know, I mean, and this is,
I would just say,
we
Google
never
first.
Get out of pocket questions from white listeners. Never. It's always, I don't want to offend. I think because white people are so much, it's always like, I don't want to offend y'all. I'm not trying to piss y'all off. I just want to know if this is appropriate or if this is offensive. Like, do y'all find this rude? But no, like, the purpose of the show is for you to listen to it and dissect the information and do with it what you will. So yes, feel free to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have a question, send it to ask3rita@gmail.com and we're going to get into the reads.
So.
I just.
You can go.
Like my little segue there.
Right on ahead.
So what's your read this week?
Non-existent. Here's the thing.
Okay. Well, I didn't have one a couple of weeks ago, so it's not like you really have to justify it, but you don't have anything at all pissing you off? That's different.
I hate to say this.
Okay.
I'm really pissed off about the Michael Brello trial, but I'm not going to do that as my read this week because I actually have already been having a long week and I have not read all of the information about this story yet. I do know that an asshole cop got away with killing some more black folk.
Like usual.
I think this time by hopping on the hood of a car and shooting like 40 something.
Yeah, a few clips, like reloaded. But anyway.
See, but I can't even. No, it's so fine. I would just, you know, like to say that if the universe makes it so that his liver ends up on a platter, you know, being pecked away at by the crows in a field somewhere, then
not gonna argue with God's will.
I would also like to say fuck you to M. Night Shyamalan, who recently said that I think he blamed this shit movie. This is such a nerd thing to say, but I'm just gonna get it out of the way because I'm high. Okay. And because I'm sure that whatever you've got going on is going to be a lift your fist in the sky
moment. No, it's not.
Shut up.
It's not racial
and
at all.
So it doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't have to be.
All right.
M. Night Shyamalan said something about the Avatar movie that he did. Now, he did a movie based on this Nickelodeon show called Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's actually a really great cartoon. It was very progressive. In fact, the sequel of the show actually also was very progressive.
You know, I don't know what it is,
but either way, it's just a very good cartoon. It has a very large fan base of young kids and even adults. The film adaptation, which was a live action version of it, was utter shit.
Okay.
The lead character's name was mispronounced because he for some reason felt like if it was a real world or some shit that they would have said it this way. Bitch, we gonna ask you all that. His name is not Aang. His name is Aang. But either way, like, there was all kinds of, like, appropriation. Like, the story itself sucked. Like, the character was, they're nothing like they were in the show. It just was a mess. Like, it was, like, utter shit. I feel like it has, like, 2% on Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn.
Like, it's just awful.
But that director, like, people hate him.
Because
like
he makes shit movies. He'll do, like, one.
The Sixth Sense, I thought everybody loved when it came out.
The Sixth Sense was a good movie. But then you have, like,
everything
Avatar,
after that. People were like,
and that
what is
movie
this?
Where, like, trees were fighting people. What was
the Crop Circles movie?
No, not that.
Oh.
There was, like, some movie where, like, the trees were, like, they had, like, gas. And they
into
were,
the
like,
woods.
Trying to kill people on purpose. Like pollen waged war against the... It was just so dumb.
Okay.
Anyway,
right.
He blamed, like, the movie being the way that it was because he didn't make a movie with... He didn't make a Megan Fox Transformers movie. He wasn't trying to do that. He was trying to make a movie for young kids in the age group of the film or whatever, which were, like, 9 and 10-year-olds. And it's like... The age thing had nothing to do with it. Your movie sucked because it was trash. Your movie sucked because it was bad.
Okay.
So, again, don't try and insult everybody's intelligence and shit and tell us that, oh, well, you was trying to make a movie for kids. Because there was plenty of people who were like, well, I was about 10, 11, or 12 when that movie came out, and I thought that it was hot garbage on a ride. So I don't know what the fuck your problem is just because you got this Terrence Howard, Wayward Pine shit on TV now.
God.
And I'm not watching it. I'm not watching it. I don't trust M. Night Shyamalan. That was rude.
It was.
I don't just don't know how to say it. But either way, I don't trust him. Mm-hmm. I don't like his films. And I just wish that he would stop making them.
Okay. And that's fine.
Is I that had it? Nothing. Okay, it's no. The best that I could do.
I mean, listen, if you didn't have one, you didn't have one. Because I was pretty fucked up a few weeks ago and I just could not. It was just not happening for me that day. So for my read this week, have you heard or have you ever seen 19 Kids and Counting on TLC?
That sounds like hell.
It actually is hell. It is the story of the Duggar family, Jim, Bob, and Michelle. They live in Arkansas, predictably.
Jim Bob.
Jim Bob and Michelle, yes. And
so why do we have to say Jim and Bob?
Because his name is Jim Bob.
It is
Jim Bob.
No.
It's Jim Bob.
I disagree.
It's Jim Bob Duggar. There's nothing, I can't change that. It just is what it is. Anyway, these people live in Arkansas, and they are not just Christian. They are like the crazy fundamentalist kind of Christian that believes that birth control is from Satan, and every time your seed meets the womb, it needs to result in, you know, babies. And that is how they ended up with 19 kids. These people have birthed together 19 motherfucking kids. They have a whole army. And their oldest child is named Joshua Duggar. Josh is probably 27 or 28 now.
I bet.
But 12 years ago, he sexually molested 5 girls, 4 of whom were his sisters. And this information hit the internet thanks to In Touch Weekly, bizarrely, who filed the Freedom of Information Act and got the police report released. But as it turns out, Joshua Duggar, back in like 2002-2003, molested a bunch of girls, like a handful of girls, including a girl he was allegedly dating, and then his sisters, who were anywhere from age 11 to 5. So this is just something to keep in mind. A 15-year-old was playing in his 5-year-old sister's pussy. Like, these are the people. Right. No. It needs to be that graphic, because these are the people who get on TV every week and act like they are just so angelic. And here's the mom, and she's got this crazy bunker refugee hair, and she wears these long ass like wooden skirts and shit, and all she does is birth babies, and they just raise their girls up in dresses and long hair, and they're never supposed to question a man or do anything against a man or anything the fuck else, and everything men do is great, and you just have to bow down and change your life and do whatever to please your husband. Like, they're those kind of fundamental Christians.
So what has Roger Bob been doing this entire time?
So that's the crazy thing. So when they first found out that he was touching on these little girls, they at first ignored it and then took it to the leaders of the church, who decided he should be rehabbed by going off to some wood building, shed building workshop in Fayetteville for 5 months and building houses and then coming back. They deliberately kept this shit a secret and did not go to the authorities until the 3-year statute of limitations had run out. So now that this shit has come out 12 years later, it doesn't really matter, because nobody's able to press charges. Like, he's not going to jail for this. It just is what it is. But the problem with the motherfucking Duggars is that, first of all, they have been framing this as a mistake. Josh released a statement, his bitch ass wife released a statement, his dumb ass parents released a statement, and they all said, oh, well, Josh is just such a sweet boy, and when he was a teenager, he just made mistakes. Sweetie, we all make mistakes, but mistakes are like overinflating your tires or breaking your sister's magic eight ball or putting your shoes on the wrong feet. You don't just accidentally touch your 10-year-old sister. You don't just accidentally tell your baby sister, oh, well, let me read you a story, and then caress her breasts. Like, that's not something you accidentally do. That's not a mistake. That's a deliberate crime that your 15-year-old ass committed, and you nasty for that. And not only are you nasty for that, your parents are fucked up for deliberately keeping your bullshit away from the authority so that nobody would point the finger at your weird ass fucking family and all your crazy ass rules. It's not just, oh, you know, we have 19 kids. It's, there's no such thing as hugging front to front. Like, they don't hug people front on. They hugged from the side to avoid impropriety. They don't kiss until they get married. They don't hold hands until they're engaged. And they act like doing all this crazy bullshit makes them.
They got 19 goddamn kids.
And they act like that crazy bullshit makes them better than everybody else, or like more pure Christians, or like they're walking a better way of life. They're the Tea Party's like wet dream. They go around doing endorsements with like Ted Cruz and all kind of other assholes. And I just,
this is why I don't want to have kids.
The thing about these, and I'm gonna be completely honest with y'all, I watched the Duggars. I watched them when they were 14 kids and counting, or 15 kids and counting, whatever the fuck it was. I've been watching the Duggars for a long time. I didn't realize that they were as crazy like politically as they are. I didn't know they were that far off the deep end, but I thought, you know, everybody has their own religious beliefs. And as long as your kids ain't out here running around acting a goddamn fool, tearing shit up in the store, like they seem to be very polite, well-adjusted children, if not a little bit weird. So I let their bullshit slide. But the problem with these goddamn fundamentalists is that they want to act like everybody's sin is going to send you to hell, except the sin they do. Everybody else's problem is something that you have to automatically solve, or else these souls are going to hell, and we have to make sure nobody aborts these babies, and we have to make sure transgender people don't have rights. Do you know Michelle Duggar actually had the nerve to send out like an auto dialer that called all these voters in Arkansas saying, oh, well, this transgender, this anti-discrimination bill is just so terrible, and transgender people are child molesters, and I'm sure you don't want somebody like that around your child in a public pool. You had the goddamn audacity to call transgender people child molesters when your own son was molesting your own daughters. And that's another thing. How the fuck are your daughters supposed to feel looking at your parents, coming to them, coming to your own mom and daddy and saying, listen, this crazy fucked up thing happened to me, and all they saying is, well, don't tell nobody, and make sure you keep it under wraps, and all that matters is that your brother, we're just going to pray for him, and that's all that we have to do, and we're all sinners, and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, girl, we are all sinners, but we don't slip and fall into our sister's vaginas. We slip and fall in other ways that maybe could be understood, but you're not going to try to justify molesting your own fucking sister by saying, oh, well, I just fucked up and I prayed it away and God helped me out so much. No, y'all got all this judgment to hand out to every fucking body else. But when your own fucking dirt is exposed, all of a sudden it's, well, pray for us and keep the peace and God knows our hearts and we've been washed anew and all this other bullshit. Like, how the fuck do y'all have the audacity to come out and judge everybody else, knowing good and damn well your own closet is stuffed full of the skeletons of your son fucking around with four of your goddamn daughters? How dare you not only be very well aware of this information, but continue to have his ass around those girls, inflicting God only knows what kind of trauma, and continuing to birth all these other kids into this same fucked up atmosphere where everybody is very well aware of how terrible of fucking people y'all are, yet y'all want to act like because you read the Bible every day that makes you better than us. Fuck you. Y'all are fake ass Christians. Nothing you say or do is truly indicative of God's love. It's nothing about Jesus. It's just your own crazy bigotry that you use the Bible to support. So fuck you, Duggars. I hope that shit is canceled. You would have, like, General Mills, I think, Pure Leaf Tea, Payless, some other brands, Choice Hotels have all dropped the show. They're not advertising on that bullshit anymore. TLC pulled it from the lineup, but it's not canceled yet. And you know what? If Honey Boo Boo's ghetto ass mama can get canceled for going back to her child molester ass boyfriend, then the goddamn Duggars need to be canceled for having a child molester son in their family and covering it up all these goddamn years. Fuck y'all. And that's my read this week.
So glad I went first.
Told you it was not racial.
Girl, shut up.
So get out of your feelings.
Bitch, you're in your feelings.
Check out thisistheread.com where you can see lists of every episode and guests and fun things like that. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at thisistheread. Do you have any announcements this week?
Yes. Make sure that you buy tickets to our show out in L.A. later this month. Oh, wait, no, it's not June yet.
It's not June yet.
Later in June. And, Fury 305 for tickets to the 305 live party June 28th. That's going to be awesome. Loads of, like, great drinks and dancing and ghetto-ness and prizes and whatever.
That playlist is going to be everything. I already know.
We're changing lives that day.
You are going to just kill it, so.
Make sure that you check out Asante on a recent episode of the Soul Glow podcast. Yes, that's Soul Glow, Soul G-L-O. Just let it shine through.
Oh, 'cause you know I was about to do
just
it.
Just let your. I can't do it.
No, I can't either, but I wish I could.
I was going to try, but I'm just not even
going to. I'm not even going to fuck up y'all's ears like that.
But yeah, Asante's on there.
Congrats, Tay.
So make sure you check them out. And
oh, it's thereadlive.com for tickets to our Chicago and LA shows coming up in early June. So you can head over there for more information. And what else?
I think I'm tapped out.
Okay. You ready to just go home? Call it a night?
The acronym is B A O B.
Bitches always own bullshit.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Beelzebub always offers brine. What is it?
Beyonce always on beat.
Oh my God. Oh, wait. So I mixed up the O and the A?
Beelzebub always on brine.
I think I mixed up your letters.
Before that?
I don't know. Those videos were hilarious.
I'm going home.
Bye, y'all.